This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The next phase of what might be called the impeachment drama starring U.S. President Donald Trump is in the spotlight today on Capitol Hill. We have a report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The House Judiciary Committee will assess whether President Trump engaged in significant misconduct in his dealings with Ukraine, as alleged in a 300-page report from the House Intelligence Committee. But it's up to Congress to decide if his actions rise to the impeachable level of high crimes and misdemeanors. Judiciary Committee members will be questioning legal experts as they discuss the constitutional framework for potentially drawing up articles of impeachment. The White House has declined to participate in the committee hearing, calling the proceedings baseless and highly partisan. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The 70th anniversary NATO summit is underway in London. At the outset, the host, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, sounded a theme for the future.
At this council, we have the opportunity to strengthen the unity of purpose that has made NATO the greatest and most successful alliance in history, and to take the new steps that are profoundly necessary to ensure another 70 years of peace and security.
President Trump, meanwhile, met with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. He also called on Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. He called him two-faced for being part of an overheard conversation that echoed the view that Mr. Trump held too many long news conferences. Mr. Trump later canceled a news conference scheduled for after his meeting with Merkel. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a bill that amends an existing law on media outlets that critics say is used to muzzle dissent. The new law gives permission to authorities to label reporters who work for organizations officially listed as foreign agents to be designated as foreign agents themselves. From Washington, this is VOA News.